When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You saw Air today. I know. What you got to say about that?
Oh yeah, Air. Yeah, wife and I checked this out this morning. This is Air, directed by Ben Affleck, starring Matt Damon, Viola Davis, and a bunch of other great actors.
Jason Bateman, right?
Yeah, but Jason Bateman is when Jason Bateman is Jason Bateman, everyone loves it.
Yeah, exactly.
He almost should just be in everything.
I know.
A lot of ways. And so I was stepping in. I'm like, what am I going to get out of this movie? I feel like I chose this movie to see over Mario because I was looking for something a little bit more adult. I feel like I've been watching a lot of different comic book films, and the ones we've been getting have not been all that great. And so I was pleasantly surprised by this. It's basically the story of how Nike was able to sign Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And you know, this is 1984. He's a rookie. I don't know if you've seen the HBO series Winning Time, which is that's the story of Magic Johnson's rookie season. Have you seen that?
I have not. I did not know that existed. I thought you were going to ask if I saw The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan document, or the Bulls documentary.
Oh, yeah, but have you seen that?
That's great. But
that is great. Because Michael Jordan is basically reveals himself to be almost pathologically like sick in the way he wants to destroy people.
Yeah, his competitiveness. I've never seen someone that competitive. You know, even him throwing the quarters with that like guy that just works at the stadium. Like pay me. No, that's my money.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are the memes for a little while, and it was like blah blah blah, and I took it personal. You know, things like you shouldn't take personal, but he uses that as motivation to destroy you.
Exactly.
And this movie kind of. Which is great is it. Well, by the way, Winning Time, you should watch on HBO. It's great.
I will.
And they kind of touch on this deal because as Magic is getting a shoe deal and he signs with Converse, and then as we see, it kind of hints towards the way things could have went. We all know Air Jordan. What's great about this movie is it. Matt Damon is kind of the main character of this film, and he. Essentially, he's like a basketball junkie, and he understands he perceives something in Michael Jordan that he's different, that he's special. He's not just another. This is the 1984 rookie class. These companies are trying to allocate their spending to get these players to sign on to their shoe deal. And the Matt Damon character, he zeroes in on Jordan as like this guy is something else. He's next level, and it's kind of that journey. For the character to get Nike, who was really kind of, they're more into like the jogging thing, and at the time, I guess Nike was like out of the contention for Michael Jordan. He was like Adidas. This was like the Run DMC days, where the Adidas track suits were really popular. And if not, you're gonna go to Converse because they had signed like Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Julius Erving, kind of a thing. And this is kind of like that underdog story, which is interesting because to me. The story of the story always this feels like a genre that has been coming out over the last few years. You get like the show like The Offer, kind of like
that. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think like I think just came out is the Tetris movie.
Yep.
My initial reaction to these films is always like, I don't care. But almost always when I see them, they're always quite compelling. Because
I mean, even like a movie like, I mean, it's not quite the same as what you're talking about, but even like Moneyball with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Moneyball. Like that, yes, that's a great story.
Like that just like on paper. I mean, it was a book, so it was on paper. But on paper, it doesn't seem like something I would enjoy. But just the way it is made. It's just so compelling. Like, it's just like, wow, I'm just sucked into this, how this all happened, you know, type of thing.
Yeah. And that's exactly, yeah. I think Moneyball is probably the best comparison I can think of. If you love Moneyball, you will absolutely love this movie.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Were actors playing the basketball players? Like, did someone play Michael Jordan?
No, which is, so I don't know how much, it's not really a spoiler. Michael Jordan is not in this movie.
Okay.
In a way.
Not even someone playing him.
There is no character that.
Okay.
He's like there, but he's a very like. He's like a figure that's kind of not really. So like Viola Davis, who plays his mother. She's doing her Viola Davis thing.
Right.
She's so good. Oh, my God. This woman's amazing. She plays his mom and she kind of takes the lead as a representation of Michael.
OK.
So he's like, he doesn't want Nike. He's just kind of there. Even one scene where they take the meeting, you never see his face. He's just like off like. There, so that's
like this movie isn't a Michael Jordan movie, like that's what they're trying to say. Like, this is
exactly
about Nike,
it's like, about him, but he's not really a player in the film. And I love the way they play this. And so, just to say, like, what you're gonna get out of this movie is an adult themed film, it's made for adults, written for adults, it's really tight. It's under 2 hours. It's well written. Ben Affleck directs. It's fantastic. The editing is great. The movie just kind of never stops. Matt Damon is incredible in this movie. He has, I think, two impassioned speeches throughout the movie. And good Lord, does he deliver on this.
He's like an executive for Nike?
He's kind of like, I don't know if he's an executive, but he's in charge of. He's a junkie. He's going out there and he's finding like the new basketball talent to sign. So he's looking at high school games, college games for Nike to try to bring in to their line to sign as an endorsement, like trying to find the next big player. And so one of the conflicts of the movie is Nike's already a big company at this point, but it's really just for joggers and their budget for basketball players is pretty small. So really the challenge of if we can't get some revenue out of our basketball business because we're really just kind of a running shoe business, then we're just going to shut the whole thing down. And so if you can't sign Jordan, then you're going to be fired. We're going to close the whole division.
Like Nike wasn't in jeopardy of being shut down. It was just essentially they wouldn't be the Nike they were today.
Exactly.
If their basketball division got shut down. Yeah.
Yeah. They wouldn't be making basketball shoes. They'd just be your running, walking shoes company. Which is, gotcha. I mean, they were, exactly. Yeah.
Who does Ben Affleck play?
He plays the CEO, Phil Knight.
Oh, okay. And I assume he's not in it too much.
He's not the focus, but he's in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's great. I mean, everyone's great. And this is one of the things we talk about. When writing and direction are great, everyone in the movie looks amazing. Like every line just seems to land. And that's the case with this film. And there's tons of comedy throughout. And if you've seen the trailer, I actually think the trailers to me are not that funny because it's all good humor is not about the line.
Right.
It's about the characters and then the situation they're in. Right. That's why it's funny because you know who they are. And then when the line gets delivered, you know what that means for everybody else. Kind of a thing. It's funny. I mean, the theater I was in, everyone was laughing. I love the movie. I honestly love the movie. I'm thinking about the film. It's way early. We're sitting here in April. There's Oscars somewhere.
Really?
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's Matt Damon. Maybe it's the direction. Maybe it's the editing. Oh man, you're just gonna.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to.
You're gonna love the movie. It's under 2 hours. The script is so tight; it just keeps moving. It's very much. It's not Moneyball, but after you mention that does remind me of that. It's just a really breezy, easy watch, smart. And then you get to learn. It's interesting because you could approach the movie. You don't have to know Jordan to watch the movie.
Okay.
It kind of tells you about who Jordan is as you're watching the film through the context of the characters. There's this one part, and it lasts for a few minutes. There's the, I'm not sure what year it is, 82, 83. North Carolina college basketball championship where Jordan makes the winning shot as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And the Matt Damon character is a tape watcher. So we see this play probably 20 times. And he's noticing something. And it keeps focusing in on something. We really don't know what it is. And then he explains it. And then we're like, oh, I get it. And I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Because it's just a great reveal. It's really this character, Matt Damon's belief in Michael Jordan, because they have a budget and they can allocate it to, there's someone like John Stockton, whoever else is going to be, whoever's being picked in the first round, we could sign them to the shoe. But he's like, no, I want to go all in on this guy. And one really cool thing is you get the story of how they developed the actual shoe, because back then, you was just, if I'm Adidas, you get the Adidas, and then you get, it's a stock shoe. And then if you play for the Celtics, we'll highlight it with a little bit of green. But what Nike did is they developed the entire shoe just for Michael. And then it shows like the whole idea of a company buying into a player and what it did for marketing and for Michael and Nike just blew up. And what the Air Jordan brand became for these two, like this great player plus people who also had a vision kind of coming together. It's brilliant. It's creativity. It's talent. I love it. I love this movie. I got to stop.
No, that's,
I'm going to give it a rating. You know what? I feel like I've been so like mealy mouthed about my ratings. I've been like, yeah, you know, 2-3 stars. Yeah, it's kind of okay. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give this thing 5 stars. Because this movie absolutely blew the doors off in the goal that it wanted to achieve. But this movie is a 5-star movie for what it is, right? So,
man,
fantastic. Nailed it out of the park. 5 stars. And in terms of entertainment value, I'll just say 3 buckets of popcorn. But this is absolutely, the movie nails.
5 stars,
when you're making a movie, it doesn't matter if it's a war movie, if it's, you know, a drama like this, if it's a comedy, when you nail it, you nail it. This movie absolutely nailed it. Go see Air. It's great.
Boom, man. 5 stars. You heard it, folks. 5 stars. That's insane. Yeah, I can't wait to see this now. So thank you for that.
Hey, it's adult. It's for adults. You're not like kind of fighting your way through stuff for like teenagers and kids.
Yeah,
it's an R rated, but really there's a sequence where there's probably like a 2-minute sequence where people are swearing at each other and accusing them of having STDs and stuff like that. Between an agent, it's fun. It's just there's like a few F bombs.
No, it's just good fun.
But there's no nudity. Fun. There's no drugs. It's just some language.
Yeah, it's just some language, folks. All right. Well, there you have it.